One of the fundamental questions that they ask at a Jewish Passover meal is, why is this evening different from all the other evenings? And the question is granted, and the answer, because it's the Passover of the Lord. So Jesus Christ, in processing this with his disciples, probably at some point in time asked that question of his disciples, why is this evening so different? Because this is the Passover of the Lord, someone probably answered. So Jesus, who was the Lamb, gave us him as his final gift, his body and his blood, sealing the new covenant, the covenant that brought us here tonight, the covenant that tells us that we are to love God with everything that we are and everything that we have, everything that we can be. This night is different for a lot of reasons, actually. There will be no foot washing this evening. There will be no procession or reposing of the Eucharist in a different place, in a different space. It will be unique for all of us. And as I've thought about that, one of the things that occurred to me is that a long time ago, I was a hospice chaplain. And as I would sit with people who were dying and hold their hand and talk to them, or just be with them, I came to understand that as we come to our deaths, we have reached the essence. Everything else is stripped away. We are there in that moment, waiting for God to come and get us. The essence of who we are. And I guess for me, what's going to happen this Triduum is the essence of who we are. Tonight, the essence will be the consecration. Words that echo what Jesus said. Tomorrow, on Good Friday, as we venerate the cross, the essence is the altar of the cross that Jesus died for us on. And then the vigil, new fire, new water, new thoughts, new blessings, the resurrection, the essence of God's love for his Son was that death would not hold him, and it will not hold us. So I think one of the things that we can challenge ourselves to do during this period is to find what is essential to us in our lives and nurture that. You have heard us talk again and again about prayer, study, community, and ministry. All those things can continue in a different way in their very essences. That's what we're called to do tonight at this Mass, at this supper. What is different? We will decide on our own how to move forward. I can tell you that it is very, very odd to think about not washing feet and to not moving Jesus and to not venerating the cross and doing all the things that we have all done since we were young. But what hasn't changed is that on Easter morning, the resurrection will be celebrated. The resurrection, Jesus Christ come from the dead, attended by his angels, and quite frankly, contained in the conversation that he has with Mary Magdalene. When Mary, weeping in front of the tomb, And Jesus says, Mary. Jesus calls us each by our names. Every time he speaks to us, he calls us. Jesus must have had an interesting voice because it could carry to the back of a mob of 5 or 10,000 people, and it could cut across the chasm of death, and it could be gently Mary. Enter into this Triduum passionately, intentionally, with the idea that it will indeed be like no other.